Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, January 18th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, once again coming to you via this podcast, and of course we have our written materials up as well with the express purpose of encouraging and instructing in the Scripture through our ministry, Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is titled, Let Us Stay Faithful. And listen as Brooksine reads a rather obscure verse from 1 Chronicles 5, verse 25.
But they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers and prostituted themselves to the gods of the peoples of the land.
An interesting warning sign on the Golden Gate Bridge states the obvious, but is nevertheless unheeded by a few. In fact, I have a picture of that sign that I took on the site today. Several years ago, I took it when I was visiting my brother Mike, who lives in that area. As we walked under the bridge together, we saw this sign on one of the huge towers. It states the consequences that result when a person violates the posted warning. Let me read it. It's a sign on the tower of the Golden Gate Bridge, and at the top says crisis counseling, and then there is hope, make the call. And actually, there's not the number on that sign. Then below that, it says this. The consequences of jumping from this bridge are fatal and tragic.
The consequences would seem obvious to the typical passerby, but regardless, some 25 people jump to their deaths from this bridge every year. It takes approximately 4 seconds to drop at a speed of 75 miles an hour into the water 220 feet below. Only a tiny minority, some 2%, survive the jump. Contrary to what many jumpers imagine, it is not a graceful, trauma-free way to go. The impact with the water is violent, shattering bones and even dismembering limbs.
Wherever you are today, you are surrounded by warnings and cautions. In fact, we are so flooded with warnings that we may tend to ignore even reading them, since they generally state the obvious. Check your own toothpaste. You'll find that there's a warning on toothpaste.
Some warnings are needed. Many others are imposed by the legal system as a precaution against a potential lawsuit. Some warnings ignore common sense, in part due to the fact that many lack it. And others might even be illogical, even humorous, such as this one. Warning, do not climb inside this bag and zip it up. Doing so will cause injury and death. Now, this was a label inside a protective plastic bag, which measured only 6 inches by 6 inches by 5 inches.
But we must never grow hardened, indifferent, or neglectful of the warnings in Scripture. Today's verse is certainly not the typical scriptural promise of encouragement we so often use in this devotional series. We can thank God for His warnings and should actually see them as evidence of His love. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 6, regarding the spiritual failures of people in the past, I quote, "These things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did," end quote.
God doesn't mince words. Today's verse is a historical record regarding the descendants of the half-tribe of Manasseh. They had a reputation as being, and I quote, "brave warriors, famous men, and heads of their families." But spiritually, they had failed miserably. And to continue the quote, "they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers and prostituted themselves to the gods of the peoples of the land." We may on the surface consider this verse to be a mere record of the apostasy of an ancient people, since this happened some 3,000 years ago. Surely such a crude and graphic expression of apostasy would not apply to our day, would it? Well, let's open our eyes. The character of God has not changed. His holiness or hatred of sin has not diminished one iota. And I quote Malachi 3:6, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Surely his assessment of the condition of modern man would be the same as that of today's verse, although the, and I quote again, "gods of the people of the land," end quote, are modernized to reflect our time period. In our estimation, we may feel that we're more sophisticated than past peoples.
Throughout the centuries, people must choose between the gods of the age where the one eternal true God. Today, join Brooksine and I, and let us reverence the Lord our God, and renounce the many false gods of our age. Let us determine to serve Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Let's pray together. Father, we serve You with all our heart, loving You above everything and everyone. We serve You with all our soul, as it lives for all eternity. We serve You with our mind, as we acknowledge that You are the dispenser of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We serve You with our strength, knowing that when our strength weakens, it is then that we truly find strength in You. We serve a supernatural God, so help us not to be drawn into the natural way of thinking or acting, but to walk in a manner that is worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you for listening to our podcast today. We're grateful for the variety of internet venues we can share this message, both audibly and through a number of written postings, the email and website and blogs. The one we're missing, we don't have any intentions of using, would be some type of video, which would be a whole new matter. But thanks for taking some time today to study God's Word with us. We do suggest a couple songs today. One is a Carmen song from many years ago called Serve the Lord. And I like this line in that song. I've made my decision. I've staked my claim. I've drawn the line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. We also have a couple of postings to Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, and then a song we just became aware of this morning called How He Loves. Well, if you're interested, we also on our site today have a listing of actual warnings. And that is where I got the illustration regarding the warning inside the plastic bag that was only 6 feet, or excuse me, 6 inches. 6 feet, you'd probably need a warning. And I also want to point out in Friday's message we shared about our visit to the Pennsylvania Farm Show, and even following posting that, I did a little more poking around because it's something I enjoy and found a couple of more videos that some may find interesting. One is titled Sheep to Shawl, and it's a contest where they actually shear sheep and immediately take the wool and turn it into a shawl. And then a humorous one of tractor square dancing. Well, all of these materials are on our post today. The message we've prepared for Monday, January 18th, 2010. Our website is Daily Encouragement. That's all run together like one word, dailyencouragement.net. Well, thanks for joining us today, and may God give us all a resolve to serve Him faithfully.